Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
We're here for another episode with Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends, and we have Mary today.
Yeah, Mary every day almost.
Actually, I got a lot of feedback, and they love Mary.
Oh.
Yeah, you're on the ball, you ask, and these are not rehearsed.
No, not at all.
And we don't edit, we just throw it out
there.
No,
actually, I was late today. I just kind of flew in. I was late. I left my house a disaster today. So we're just jumping on because we're talking to friends. We know we're talking to friends. And so that's what makes it so easy for us.
Yeah. And the thing is, why were you late?
Yeah. You know what? It's just a busy time of year. And sometimes, you know, you have those mornings and nothing is easy. And so I just wanted to put my house in a certain place so that when I come home, I can jump into making dinner. Like, you know, you're always thinking ahead. Yeah. Anyways, the house is a mess. I left the house a mess. Wow. So, but it's kind of interesting because today we're talking about house clearing. So it's kind of funny the way I left my house this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I don't clean that type of way. Just so you know, I'm not coming to clean your house that way.
All right.
But the house clearing is a really neat, yeah, it's a really neat concept. I've been doing it for a really long time.
It's funny because I've known you for like about a year, I would say. And I've never really heard you talk about house clearing before. And so, yeah, I want to learn about that.
All right.
And understand
so
that.
So I never really marketed it per se because it was very time, like it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been busy with other things. But the reason I've kind of made it more available now is I am noticing people are struggling with the energy of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And through, like since 2020, I've had some downloads and I have actually been kind of instructed on how to clear homes in a very different way. And I use it on my house that went through a lot. And I could feel the difference that I have never felt before. And then I started offering it to people, mainly clients only at the time, because they were struggling and they felt the huge difference in their home.
So we're talking about clearing the home energetically. So when I think about somebody clearing a home, like people do it in different ways. Like there's people walk around with sage. People declutter every year, like in January, mm-hmm. they just, you know, make their houses more simple, feng shui, you know,
lots
of people do that.
Sage,
so many things.
There's so many things, right? And I think that's all really good stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going even beyond that in my earlier days to kind of clear my home, and it wasn't getting to the core of some issues I could feel. And then after I learned this new way, we're going to the molecular level. I can get really deep, and I'm not going to because it can be complicated. But if you're really interested on that deep knowledge, I would be happy to have a one-on-one chat with you.
So that's when she talks about physics and things, and that's usually when I check out.
Yeah, she just wants to hear the
fluffy
stuff.
I just
want to
know
stuff.
the fluffy stuff. Like, tell me how it works. Does it work? How do you know it works? Yeah.
All right. So when let's say we purchased a older home.
Mm-hmm.
So we had people living in it before. There are some people who are already sensitive. So they'll walk into a home and like the energy of the home, but there might be some areas of the home they don't like. They might get some feelings of that they're not liking. There might be arguments in the home.
Mm.
Usually there's tail signs like, hey, me and my husband are great outside the home. We come into the home and we argue. I don't understand it. Or whenever the family gets together in this one particular room, like we never get along. Or I get another one. And when we go to the basement, there's this creepiness in the basement. We don't even want to renovate it. Yeah. We just want to run out of it.
I can almost relate to all of those examples, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, with COVID.
Yeah.
What I've noticed is a lot of people brought in extra darkness with COVID, and a lot of kids were depressed. So another thing that was happening is a lot of kids are sitting in their room. Parents don't know this because we're in our own bubbles doing our own thing, but kids could be very depressed, crying in their room, you know, and that energy sticks in the room. And it's not just the energy that we're clearing that is recent.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond that. It goes to the previous owner. It goes to the land. We go to every nail, every aspect of the home and clear it at an energetic level. So the memories held get wiped away if they're negative. If they're good memories, we keep them. But anything that's not serving the family, not serving the home, is cleansed away. And what happens is the home is lighter at such a level that it's hard to describe at a high level, all right? So it's not the feng shui, it's not the saging, it's not that. That's all nice to have. This is going to the molecular level, and then we clear the land.
Wow.
Yeah. And it and
that's and, something like that's and what do I have to do? Like if you're going to do my house, what do I have to do to prepare for that? After you leave, what do I have to do? Anything?
Well, so I'm not coming to your home, just so you know. I stopped doing that.
Okay.
I used to make house calls and do house clearings all day, you know, and do the same and this and that. And what I was taught is you can just do this by doing it in your home because we're working with the energy field of the home. So I actually connect to your home and we'll work on it. But my suggestion is that the family, including all pets, should leave. Mm-hmm. It is not 100% that they have to go, all right? I've had people that cannot leave. So we put them in bubbles of protection. But the problem is people who are sensitive to energy can develop headaches, nausea, dizziness during it. So we don't want to leave your pets in there. You don't want to leave people who are sensitive. So I usually ask, give me 2 hours where you leave the home so we can kind of like deconstruct the home and reconstruct the home. And when you come back, I can say, welcome to your new home.
Wow. And you do that from a distance. And I have to leave for a couple hours. That's easy for me to do.
Now, sure. People will ask, well, like, are you physically in the house? Do you see our bedrooms? I've been to houses that I've known before, so I know it, but I don't need to because when I start working energetically, I don't see the home in a physical 3D sense. Mm-hmm. I'm one with the energy of the home. So it's like it's hard to explain, but I'm actually one with the energy and I'm moving through the different layers of the home into the land and we're going through like the subwalls and the attic and every nail and all the furniture. And even we actually go to the level of clothes, like appliances, because that's all energy.
Wow. So that makes me think of some shows I've seen on TV. Like recently there's been a lot of stuff on TV about paranormal stuff and people walking through your house, like through houses on TV and seeing different things. So you're saying you're going to come into the house and clear any of that negative or darkness or anything that's in there.
Yeah, so that's a natural thing that will happen. Actually, usually if I'm just kind of going through the process, the first thing we do is clear away that let's say if there's paranormal activity or energies or entities in the home, that's the first thing that we kind of deal with and remove from the premises. Mm. Once that is all clear. And you're looking at me like, what?
I know, I'm looking at her. I don't know if you can see this on there, but I'm really, I'm giving her the eyes.
Once that's all clear, then we go right down to the molecular structure that holds the memory. So, you know, if someone says, if the walls could talk.
Yeah,
because walls hold memories. Yeah. So if something bad happened into a room, and you walk into that room, you can feel that, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go and dissolve it, release it, heal it, transmute it. So now that wall remembers only good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's not time to go, but so you just got a call. I apologize. So, yeah, so all that stuff gets released.
So the minute I come back into my house and have my argument with somebody in the house, does that then start to attract stuff again?
You know, this is interesting because somebody will say, oh my God, we just had a fight after you cleansed my house. Is it ruined?
Yeah.
No. That's superficial stuff.
Okay.
The cleansing I do, you only have to do it once. You don't have to. It's hard to explain because I'm not using the terminology I would like to someone who's really knowing of this stuff. But we're going to this level of like history. Like we're going to the 1800s of the land. We're clearing that land.
Wow.
We're clearing the basis of that material that came to your house. So maybe, you know, the lumber was got from a very bad place. So we're going to that molecular structure of the lumber. Like, it's different. This is not your regular clearing. So it does not get affected by those negative things. That's normal stuff. Then do your saging, do your incense, say your prayers. That's the stuff that gets that superficial out, right?
Okay.
We're talking that deep knowing there's something wrong with this house. and I want it to feel light and airy.
Well, and two, if somebody's getting energy work done and then they go home to a place that's still bugging them, or you know, maybe they're not healing as quickly as they could.
Yeah, because they can get bothered. Exactly. Okay. So that's why I was giving it more of an option to clients, because they are working on themselves. Now they're going to their home and they're more sensitive to the dark energy, the heavy energy. Like, okay, something's not right. Yeah. So then I would offer them a house clearing.
Okay.
The reason I have gone more public with it is because a lot of people are saying, you know, my kid's very depressed. Mm-hmm. My kid's very sad. And I'm going to keep talking because this is really interesting. I know this is a bit longer,
yeah,
but a lot of homes I go into and I'm working through the bedrooms, let's say, or a rec room, I can sense the child's energy sitting there crying in the same spot. And that spot that they usually choose to mm-hmm. allow those feelings out is so dark. And so when they go there and they sit in that place, that area, that mat, that table, whatever it is, has memories, and they'll even feel worse. Wow. Because that stuff they left behind is there. So, you know, we clear all that. So when the kid goes back in the room, there's this, like, not a memory of them. So they have a better chance to heal and feel lighter.
Actually, I'm kind of worried about you after we film this and get it out there. I'm kind of feeling like you're going to be doing only house clearings. Because to me, to get that kind of a benefit from only doing something once.
Yeah, it's only
it's
once.
Kind of really easy. And so sign me up. All before right. you get all too right. busy.
Yeah, I will.
Because I think that would be really interesting, because we live in an interesting part of Ontario, and I'm wondering what all is under there.
Oh, yeah. So I've done some houses, mm-hmm. and really interesting. They've had some creepy stuff in the basement, right? So when I went into their basement, and there was one I did physically and one I did just remotely, and they're similar but different. There was a Native Indian family in their basement that had a traumatic death that didn't want to leave. They didn't realize they were passed on. So there's kind of like lost souls. So I then had to kind of step aside and do other work to work with these lost souls to bring them to the world of light. And that is different work, but it's included in the clearing. But then they left willingly into the light, and that family now loves their basement. They renovate and they're using the space.
Okay, so officially I'm sitting with like somebody that does miracles then,
because no,
that to me as a person mm-hmm. that doesn't do this work, that is new to all this kind of stuff, and I'm hearing this kind of a story, and I've watched some of those shows on TV and all the lengths people go to clear their house after something is found there, like a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that in like a couple of hours and do it to that level. Like, how is that not a miracle?
It's a beautiful gift I have. And I that's why I offer it. Mm-hmm. And I know some people say it's very expensive, but it is very taxing on me. I understand what I need to do. It's really these beings of light that come through me that do the work, and we guide each other through it. I have no fear. So sometimes we meet some interesting situations,
mm-hmm.
but with the love of God, anything's possible. But if you suspected, let's say, I'm talking about the average home clearing, and sometimes we are surprised by Native Indians that may have, or someone passed away in the house, that their energy's still there, things like that. But if you are concerned of paranormal activity mm-hmm. in your home, some of these cases are more severe.
Yeah.
And those ones would need a call to me first off. Don't just go ahead and book, because if I, you know, I get the address, I start to do some preliminary work, and if it's a lot bigger, because there's, you know, sometimes it's bigger, it may not be a 2-hour clearing. It may be more. I may need my partner to join in and help me out. So those can cost a bit more, but usually just a one-time done. And one and done, right?
Yeah.
But we're talking about the average home that, hey, something's not right in the house, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually very common. Sometimes when people say something's going on in the house, they have no idea what it is. The first thing, like, I do, we do that cleansing of, you know, I'll call them shadow beings or darker energies or something. And these are what the kids see.
Yeah.
Young kids in their crib are talking to things or seeing. Usually it's something like that,
wow.
right? But again, that's the first layer of clearing. Then we're going to that molecular. Then we go into the land. And really, when people come home, you can truly say, welcome to your new home. But it's great if you're buying a new house. Great if your house is on the market and it's stale. It's because people are sensing the energy. So if you're going through a divorce and you're trying to sell your house, mm-hmm. that energy of your arguments is in that house. And who knows how many other stuff. Clear it. Your house will be brand new and it shines on the market. So we're like elevating it into this higher frequency. Yeah. So when people walk by, like, there's something about this house I love. Mm-hmm. They don't understand it, but it's because it's been lifted into a higher frequency.
I kind of feel like it's an easy way to add a little more light to the world. Like, to, if you lighten your house and where I live, it, you know, the whole world becomes a little lighter. Is that fair to say?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what's happening in humanity right now. Pockets of the earth and humanity are lighting up everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it one house at a time, one person at a time, one this at a time, one that at a time.
That's awesome.
But you'll just notice this whole different vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Wow. So sign me up. I'm up for that. And I don't think you said it was expensive. I'm not sure that it is for all the benefits that you can get, especially, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are worried about their kids and their kids won't go see a therapist. Their kids won't go talk to somebody. They won't get help, go see a doctor. Maybe this is something that can help them a little bit. So that's a great offering. Thank you for doing that. And officially sitting with a miracle worker today.
I believe we all are miracle workers.
That's amazing.
We're all magnificent beings. We all have our gifts, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to share it. And,
yeah.
I love the feedback I get. And I never used to ask for testimonials. So I now starting to ask for people who have testimonials. But a lot of people are embarrassed to say, this shadow being was in my house, or this is what my kid was going through, because it's personal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't push for that. I'm just happy they're doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can, you know, let me, that, you know, give me that story, it warms my heart. I'm happy.
Yeah,
enough,
yeah. Well, maybe right? one day I can tell my story to all y'all once I get it done. So thank
All
you
right.
for joining us today, everybody.
Thank
Send your
you.
Questions at info@sobrilliant.ca.
Perfect. Have a good one, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.